If you are buying or selling property in Western Kentucky or Southern Illinois, contact Whitetail Properties agent Mark Williams. Your Whitetail Properties land specialist is right here in Marion, Kentucky, and ready to discuss a plan that is right for you. That's Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams, agent.
Well, Coach Courtney, we're going to wrap up the 2021 football season that ended at Russellville last week, 24-7 in the district championship game. And football's a funny game, 100 to 140 plays in a game, and about three can decide it. The rest of it's a stalemate. And you had your chances in this game.
Yeah, the kids fought hard, and you're right, just a few plays here or there and make the difference of it. I don't know even what the score ended, 24-7, I believe, around there. But, you know, you take a couple plays away here and there, and then the score could completely flip. You know how it is. But they're a good football team. We knew from the beginning that we had our, you know, it was going to be a tall task for us, but we thought we could do it. And then that's what I was always proud of this group about, always, that they always believed, they always fought, they always prepared, they never made excuses. They stood up to the task. That's what it's all about. You come up a little short, that just happens. But taking on the task and doing it the right way and continuing no matter what's against you, that's what it's all about. And this group was inspiring to me and just a blessing to coach.
Well, much like the first game that we played Russellville over here, it was really close in the first half and probably should have gone into halftime 2-0, but they scored there at the end. I know you were upset on the play they scored on.
Yeah, extremely. And I don't get caught up in that because I can't. There's nothing I can really do about it, and it doesn't seem to help. I don't know. It gets me out of my game trying to focus. I don't want the kids to worry about calls, so I try not to. But that one got me. It did. I felt like it was
should have been a legal procedure
call.
Yeah,
I mean, I just felt like they jumped off sides clearly in the backfield. I just felt like everybody's seen it. I just don't know how you missed that one. And I understand they have a tough job, and I want to make it clear that I don't think that's why we lost the game. You know, I don't want to put it on that, but I was upset, and still honestly am a little upset about that. But it happens, you know, just like the guys got to fight through adversity. Yeah. I do too, and the team does. It's just part of the game. A human mistake. We made a ton of mistakes out there too. So, you know, the officials are going to make mistakes. We understand that. But it does bother me some.
And when there are razor-thin margins on a game like this, that can turn one around on its head in a hurry.
Yeah, and we know how good they were defensively. So, like, you're only down 8 right there in that moment. But 2-0 coming out with the ball versus down. Well, it ends up being 10. They go for 2, which was a little surprising, I guess, because of the missed field goals early on that they felt like they might as well just go for 2. And they put it 2 possession just like that where you know, you think it's either going to be a 2-point game or a 5-point game if they want to try to kick that field goal going into the half. So just completely game. The game shifted right there in a big way. And you can't really make up for it to see where it does. It even puts you down 2 possessions in the fourth quarter where you would be down 1. You have to burn timeouts early. You're having to press out of halftime because you know that we're having trouble scoring, so we're going to throw the ball, kind of throw some more tricky stuff or stuff that we don't do all the time. It just makes you press a little bit.
Well, I'm sure you've reflected over the weekend on your first full season as head coach here. What's been on your mind?
Just kind of crazy how I felt. Usually I don't take them real well, losses. Usually I'm down the dumps pretty bad. And I don't know, slight depression maybe, really. I just don't want to do anything. But I've been more proud. I don't know. I've been proud of this team and just happy. And I mentioned it to you after the game, but that fourth down stop there at the end really put everything into, you know, one picture for me right there that this team's going to fight. This team, no matter what they're up against, no matter what's happening in any situation, they're going to continue to fight, and they're going to win a lot of battles in that. And I was just proud of them. That's really all I can say. I'm not upset. I'm not anything. We came up short, but we gave it everything we got.
Well, you're losing a whole tractor-trailer load of seniors.
Yeah.
It's been a good group.
Yes.
Some record breakers in there. Dylan Yates, now the sacks record holder, and Luke Kreider. He's rung up a lot of different records in different categories, but the main thing, I think, he scored that 8 touchdowns in a single game week 4 last, and then he holds the new single game record for most completions in a game and most attempts in a game. So Luke's had a very productive career as quarterback, as has all these seniors. They've provided a lot of leadership and some memorable moments.
Yeah, like a lot of those guys, the two you mentioned, all of them have played huge parts on us. They're all a big part of the team. They all played, most of them starting on one side of the ball and the other, and if not, they're on special teams playing. We're gonna miss those guys from, you know, on the field standpoint, off the field leadership, the fight that I was talking about. A lot of it was those seniors that really cared and didn't want to, you know, end in any negative light. We're going to miss them. We're going to miss them. We're going to have a lot of questions, a lot of holes to fill. It's a big class, and it's a good class. So we're going to have our work cut out for it. We're really going to miss those guys.
For our listeners, I'll just run down the list of seniors in case you're not sure who has will be moving on and won't be back again. It's Tanner Beverly, Hayden Adamson, Luke Kreider, Luke Mundy, Trace Darrington, Logan Bailey, John Sigler, Zach McGahan, Coleman Stone, Tucker Sharp, Ben Evans, Holden Cooksey, Dylan Yates, and Bryson Baker. And when you go through there, it's a lot of guys that contributed this season. Coach, where do you fill in the blanks next year?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
A lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of time. We'll have exit meetings today with the seniors and basketball players and then the rest of the team tomorrow. And we'll see where everybody's at, what everybody wants to do. And then, you know, we'll start weights, you know, probably beginning of the year next year, January. Some guys will be working in here really soon, I'm sure. You know, it's a lot of time to figure out who wants what. There's a lot of spots out there for a lot of guys. There's obviously some guys that are exciting. But it stands out to me, like, our weakness or what we really got to feel is that offensive line, man. That's the thing. We got a bunch of good offensive linemen leaving that have held down the fort for a long time. And very, very few guys behind them have played any minutes, significant minutes anyway. So, you know, to me, that's what stands out right now to me. Like, what are we going to do about offensive line? That's what's on my mind.
Well, you know, we came into this season with a lot of hot stove talk over the offseason about who was going to be the linebackers. You know, right. That's going to be our weakness. That's going to be a problem. And you found 3 guys that stepped up and played pretty well back there.
Yeah, as a coach, one of the biggest things I've probably learned just through my short career is how guys will step up, especially if the culture's right around them and people are pushing them. They'll surprise you, you know, when they're called to the task, if the rest of the team expects them to and you believe in them, they'll do it. The guys that you think, you know, wouldn't be all right always end up being all right. So we'll get it figured out. We got a great great cast coming back still, even though we're losing those guys. And I believe the culture set from Coach Starnes' time and Sean and all everybody before that, you know, the expectation is what it is. And we expect to be good, and we'll figure out a way to do that.
Well, next year you will not see any teams with redshirt seniors, I don't believe.
Well, yeah, definitely won't be as many. I mean, some did reclassify juniors and things like that, and underclassmen, yeah. So there'll still be some, but I think it'll be a different ball game. We'll see how it all works out in the grand scheme of things. But it does seem like it'll probably be more of an even playing field coming in.
Yeah, and the district will be wide open next year.
Yeah, I think so. Fulton County probably brings back the most of just guys that get to play on their team probably. Yeah. We lose a ton. Russellville loses almost everything, really. So, yeah, wide open. I don't know, you know, what Russellville has underneath of those guys just because the guys in front of them are so good. It doesn't mean that there's not plenty of guys down there below them, but their roster's definitely full of a lot of seniors. So, yeah, it should be wide open.
You mentioned you're going to have exit interviews with all your players.
Yeah.
What do you try to glean from that, particularly with the seniors? I mean, they're going out. What do you just visit with them?
Yeah, the seniors is the most important thing. Just want to make sure, first off, they know that we appreciate them and want to kind of see where they're at, what they want to do next, any way that we can help them, you know, just anything like that. Just make sure that they understand it's not – over when football's over, whatever they need, that we'll help them get there, whether it's college, workforce, whatever it is, whatever help that we could possibly provide. We just kind of want to know what direction they're going and if there's anything that we could do to help them.
Well, I know you mentioned this to the kids in the meeting on the field, the post-game meeting right after that, is you told them once a rocket, always a rocket.
That's right. It never ends. It'll never end. They'll be my guys till the end of time. And that's the special thing about this. And you see all the coaches here that have came back to coach and the player, former players that support it. That's what just makes it all special. It's a never-ending thing. It's a special place. They're special kids, and it never ends. It never ends.
Well, they say you never forget your first girlfriend, and you'll never forget your first football team either way you coach.
No, that's true. It's special. Like it is. It's different. I can't explain. Just how nervous I was taking the job and all the questions and everything surrounding and how the guys just made it easy, how they just came to work and filled in, done whatever was asked of them. So they made my first year a great first year as a head coach.
Yeah. Well, a team tends to adopt the character and personality of their coach, and you've been a perfect example of that, coming with your lunch pail and going to work and done a great job in your first season. Rocket Nation's proud.
We appreciate it.
All right, Coach Courtney. Well, we'll sign off, and until next year, we appreciate all you do, buddy.
All right. Thank y'all.